Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. We are continuing our series on pre-convention interviews for the National Funeral Directors Association Convention and Expo that is going to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada from October 6th to the 10th. Today's guest is Michael Nicodemus from Holloman Brown Funeral Home located in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, Rob.
Oh, great, Mike. Now, Mike, can you maybe just give the listeners a little bit of background about yourself and your company?
Sure. I've been a licensed funeral director and embalmer for 33 years. I started in the business in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and 20-some years ago, almost 30 years ago, moved here to Virginia Beach. And been working with Holloman Brown Funeral Home, which makes up the Tidewater, Virginia area. For those of you wondering where that's at, it encompasses Norfolk, Virginia, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, and Portsmouth, Virginia. We have 10 funeral homes, 2 crematories, 2 cemeteries. And we do about 1,700 calls annually. And right now we are at about 43% cremation rate. 10 years ago, we were less than 20%. So this area has grown tremendously. When I moved here to Virginia Beach, we had 184,000 people. We now are the largest city in the state of Virginia with 450,000 people.
Wow.
So we've grown over the years, and it's been good growth, though. So we've been very pleased with some of the places where we've built, some of the locations. One of our chapels in the what we call the Great Neck Corridor of Virginia Beach, they're probably at about a 65% cremation rate.
Well, and that's just the thing with the influx of all those new people. That's going to bring the cremation rate higher just because they don't have those long-term ties to
right.
To,
and what
to the
what we have found, Rob, is we have found that a lot of people from the north. Say New England, right on down through Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, have come down here to this area to spend some time with their children, and then they ended up moving here.
Okay.
And what's happened is when the death occurs, they still want to go ahead and have full traditional services, but what they're doing is they're eliminating the cemetery. So they're opting for cremation, and that's why our numbers, in my opinion, have grown drastically. Over the last 10 years or so because of those people that have matriculated from the north down here to Virginia Beach.
Okay. Well, and now, and that's actually the topic that you're going to be speaking at NFDA is the title of your presentation is your firm doing business like it's 1979 and really focusing on the rise in cremation and the cremation customer.
Correct. And that was why we came up with that title, as because things have changed drastically. It's 2007, and but are you still doing business like it's 1979? Are you not offering options to people and giving them things to look at for cremation and providing them with different ways to market it and cremation consumers, I have found out, Rob, are the ones that want to be in charge. They want options. They want to be in charge. They want to tell you, the funeral director, pretty much what they want to do. And if you're not willing to do that and accept it and still continue to run your business like it's 1979, you're going to end up having some problems.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, at the presentation, so for the people who are attending NFDA, what are they gonna hear in your session then?
What they're gonna hear, Rob, is basically just a testimonial from me, based on how we looked at cremation years ago, and saw that cremation was something that was going to continue to grow, and we better get on board with it right now, or it was really going to affect our bottom line figures. So we have embraced cremation. We've welcomed it. And we've done very, very well with it. Some of our funeral directors have $4,000 and $5,000 cremation averages. Some of these funeral directors didn't care for cremation at all 5, 10 years ago. But what we've done is we've educated ourselves. First of all, we've educated our funeral directors. And when you do that, it's a win-win situation for everybody. So basically what the people are going to hear is just how we've done it, what we've done, why did we do it, and what kind of successes are we having. And, of course, it all hasn't been, you know, the yellow brick road. We've tried some things that have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak about that, too. I let them know what we've done and what has worked very well for us and what has failed. But you have to look at cremation with a wider lens, Rob. You cannot continue to just think that this is some type of a fad that's going to be around for a few years and go away, because it's not. So yeah. You really have to be on board. You really have to want to change. You really want to have to become involved in it. Or, you know, it's going to pass you by, and you're going to end up losing some of your market share. You're going to end up losing profit. You may end up losing your business if you don't continue to try and be on board with cremation and to accept it, welcome it, embrace it, promote it, because you're not going to change the people's minds, Rob. When someone comes into this funeral home, just because I don't have any options, that we think people are going to then go back to burial? No. People are going to go to your competitor and see what options they have to offer. But there are, sadly, I have to say this, there are sadly funeral directors out there that don't promote cremation. They don't like cremation, so therefore they're not going to deal with it.
Exactly.
And that's sad.
It is sad. But you know what? Business is going to dictate their future. So, you know, they won't be able to rest on their laurels of past generations. They'll either have to provide what the consumer wants, or just like any other industry, the consumer will go somewhere else.
Just exactly. Innovation is what's key. And then, you know, also prior to innovation is your education. You know, what type of seminars do you go to? Do you attend any marketing seminars? Do you attend anything that has to do with cremation? Or do you just sit back and, like you said, rest on your laurels and say, well, you know, I do all right. But, you know, what's all right? $2,000, you know, versus $5,000, $7,000. In my presentation, I tell them that I had one gentleman, one of our funeral directors, came to me about 2 years ago, Rob, and was so proud of himself because he had just written the highest contract for cremation in this company, which was $12,200.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good. I could understand why he was proud of himself, because that's very good.
Well, and it's not that he's selling them things they don't need. It's because he's providing them the options that they want, right?
We don't sell anybody anything.
No.
We have the options and say, here you are. Here it is. I had one family that I served about a year ago. Unfortunately, it was a young man who took his life. Mm-hmm. But before I even walked into the room to introduce myself to him, they had selected 17 keepsake necklaces. 17.
Wow.
Before I even went in and said hello, mm-hmm. we just had them sitting there on the table on a display, and they saw them and they loved them, and they bought 17 of them. And I hadn't even gone in and introduced myself yet. You know, so we don't sell anybody anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we provide service, and we provide options, and let the people decide. And when you do that, you know, you're gonna come out way ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Now, hey, Mike, what the attendees of your session then? You know, what are they going to take away? Hopefully, besides a new attitude about cremation, any tools that they can take home with them and implement?
I think they're going to take away, Rob, that first of all, they're going to say, gee, you know, this wasn't some slick marketing guy coming in from somewhere and presenting this and having these slides and graphs and charts and figures and so on. This is a funeral director that spoke to us about how he's done things and how they've been successful. And you know what? I need to go home and take a look at myself and see what we're doing and see if we're providing options, see what kind of service we're providing, what makes us different, that these people want to use us instead of someone down the street. What are we, you know, so hopefully they'll take away something to say, you know what do we have to lose? What do we have to lose by putting in keepsakes, by putting in memorial videos, by putting in jewelry? What do you have to lose? Well, for one thing, profit.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully they'll take that away from them to say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to change anybody's mind, and I think we really need to get on board with cremation. And, you know, for some of the people there, Rob, that has, you know, have very well-established cremation programs or something, you know, this might not necessarily be geared towards them. But this presentation that I do is geared towards the guy that has seen his cremation average, the numbers, percentage go up over the years, and, you know, and he's there to try and figure out what to do about it, how to handle it, and how to deal with it.
Well, Mike, that sounds great, and I know it's going to be thought-provoking and hopefully attitude-changing. So, you know, I'm looking forward to your presentation, and Mike, I'll see you in Vegas.
Well, thank you, Rob. And you, I think you hit the nail on the head, said attitude changes. I think that's where it all comes from. If you're willing to change your attitude, because I had to. I did. You know, I was a funeral director that went to school to embalm, to do restorative art, to, you know, to sell caskets and so on. Now, you know, I'm selling memorial videos. I've become an event planner.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what it takes now in 2007. So you have to be all of those things to all of those people that you're serving, or they're going to go somewhere else, believe me.
Yeah.
So
they will. And we've seen it too. They'll go elsewhere.
So I look forward to presenting at the NFDA, and you know, maybe some of these people won't like some of the things I have to say, but they're going to hear it regardless.
Yep.
we're just a funeral home that has embraced it and has really educated ourselves and our employees and the general public, and we do very, very well. We are the number one go-to funeral home for cremation services.
Well, and some people wouldn't think that that's envious, but you know what? If someone was looking from the outside in and they're looking at the trends, that's where they'd want to be. So
exactly.
You guys are doing the right thing.
And, Rob, if we're not doing it, someone else is.
Yep, that's right. Well, Mike, you know, again, I want to thank you. This is Michael Nicodemus from Holloman Brown Funeral Home, who will be presenting, "Is Your Firm Doing Business Like It's 1979? At the NFDA Convention and Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, October 6th to the 10th. For more information and registration details, visit www.nfda.org. Check back soon for another NFDA pre-convention interview. On behalf of the Funeral Gurus, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.